Time now for your letters. Last week, we launched our series Impact of War, about soldiers who are trying to rebuild their lives. We heard the story of Army veteran John Blothis and how he's adjusting to life after Iraq. Here's how we introduced the series. The greatest burden of the U.S. conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan has been borne by members of the all-volunteer military, their families, and the medical community that cares for them. That statement brought this response from April Holmes of Free Union, Virginia.
The greatest burden has fallen on the people of Iraq. An estimated 1 million have been killed, with 2.5 million refugees and untold numbers of orphans, widows, widowers, civilians with physical and mental injuries, and severe damage to the economy and culture. It is wrong to ignore this fundamental reality as though the people of Iraq do not exist. It is time to own up to the truth.
Michael Fogler of Lexington, Kentucky, agreed with the central point of the story.
All we hear about are the deaths of war, but it's the survivors of the war and the surviving family members of the dead who are really impacted.
Many of you wrote notes of appreciation for our Economical series, which looks at ways to have a low-cost and environmentally friendly Christmas. Maggie Lauterer of North Carolina adds this caveat.
I appreciated suggestions on how to strengthen the local economy by shopping local, but asking listeners to not buy a Christmas tree further than two states away is unfair to the tree farmers across the country that make their living growing Christmas trees. So buying Christmas trees supports the tree farmers in my area and improves the air we breathe.
And finally, to our series on music and technology, Barbara Cease of Phoenix, Arizona, was stunned to hear that musicians use AutoTune, a pitch correction software.
I want authenticity, not perfection, in the music that I hear. As a consumer, I want a disclaimer attached to musical performances. This artist uses AutoTune during live concerts. Technological manipulation does not always result in a better product. How disappointing.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you. But
that was Kanye West. He's not afraid to admit that he uses AutoTune. If we're singing the right tune or if we're slightly off key, let us know. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link or respond on our blog, npr.org/soapbox.
Screaming no, 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 no. I'm not loving you way I wanted to. See, I want to move, but can't escape from you. So I keep it low.
This is NPR News.